Japan is celebrating Christmas in a big way this festive season. To find out more about what's in store in the Hills Town, including the free community carols on Saturday, December 17, is the Carols Coordinator, David Richardson. Hi there, David.
Good, Jenny. How are you going today?
Yeah, really well, thank you. Now, before we get into what's happening for the carols and what's happening in the town for Christmas, tell us about this beautiful town of Nan. My colleague Adam Connolly lives there. Craig lives there. I think it's just a gorgeous little town. What can you tell us about it?
Nan has been obviously growing a bit. We've got a lot of families around. We've got a lot of people that have lived there a long time. There's just this really good sense of community. So, yeah, a couple of big highlights is, you know, we had those pretty crappy fires a few years ago and some locals banded together to organise some relief stuff. You know, we've got the local fire brigade and they've got, you know, 20 plus people that, you know, get down there and train. We've just got this really good sense of everybody trying to do something to help somebody else or be part of it. You know, even the local traders have got their own little Facebook page now. So, you know, it's just, it is a really, really good little place to reside.
Yeah, absolutely. So before we get into the carols, I hear the community's really putting it on this year, festivity-wise.
Yep. Blackfist and Rotary kicked off their Christmas lights competition. So if you've got some really good Christmas lights, you can email them with your name, phone number, address, and they're going to be cruising the streets of Nan looking at some of the really good lights, promoting them, and we're going to be helping promote them through the Carols Facebook page. So that's already kicked off. Tomorrow night, there's a twilight market. So this is where the traders, you know, they're opening late on the Friday evening. One of our key sponsors for Carols, the Nan Market, they're going to be open in the evening. We'll have the carols in a week or so, and then the Hills Family Church usually do a little thing in the main street as well in the park just to kick off a little bit more of the traditional side of Christmas. So if you add all that up along with, you know, nearly 5,000 wonderful community people, that's what's making Christmas special in Nan.
Wonderful. We are talking about what's planned in Nan this Christmas with Carols Coordinator David Richardson. So carols is obviously your main focus, David. What's planned for that?
So, as we've done the last couple of years, we've set it up for the Nan Oval. It's got room to spread out. It's got some beautiful environment. Full credit to the Nan School, which is one of our carols partners. We're going to open the gates at 5 o'clock. I know that there's going to be a couple of fire trucks there. There may be a couple of other special guests floating around from 5 o'clock when we open the gates. A few activities for the kids. And then 6 o'clock, we've got a very special guest. Her Excellency, the Honourable Frances Adamson, Governor of South Australia, is going to officially open our event at 6. And we're going to be having a lot of fun all the way through till 8 o'clock. Face painting as well. Some of the kids can run off and do face painting. Some kids can go look at the fire truck. Mum and Dad can just sit down, get ready, they can go and get something to eat.
Oh, beauty. I hear that there's some big name performers as well. A couple of wonderful locals who are making it big internationally.
We've been very lucky to get Ella and Sienna. So these girls are Hills residents, very talented. They've won South Australian Music Association Awards. They've won Golden Guitars. They were finalists on The Voice, which is one of those TV shows that do a lot with artists, like it's reality TV. They're going to finish off our evening with perhaps a couple of their own songs and perhaps a couple of carols to close the night off.
Beauty. And our very own Adam Connolly going to be up on stage with another local celebrity, Pastor Mike Studley.
Yes, Mike and Adam have done a pretty good job over the last two or three years. I reckon they could nearly make it in reality TV themselves, I think. So.
Yeah, they've got some stories to share, I'm sure.
I don't know what's going to attract more attention. So Pastor Mike and Adam, they do a pretty good job. But we've got this fella that wears a red suit.
Ooh.
He's rocking up.
Oh.
And, you know, one of the crowd favourites, there's this furry fella called Smokey. He's a koala, and he's very much the mascot of the CFS.
Yeah.
So he's going to be floating around as well.
Oh, great.
So it's going to be a bit interesting to see who gets more attention. You know, Father Christmas and Smokey the Bear, or Adam Connolly and Pastor Mike.
You know, that's really funny, David, because when Adam and I did a broadcast from a CFS venue in the Murraylands, it was first thing in the morning, we were getting in there and there was a huge figure inside the building, and Adam got really scared, and it was actually smoky.
he's one of those fellas. He's been a little bit quiet the last couple of years,
yes,
you know, between COVID and that, you know. But he's certainly going to be floating around, and being a mascot of the CFS, he's going to be keeping an eye on the guys from both the Nen and Brakunga CFS brigades. They're going to be along.
Oh, beauty!
And the other thing to watch out with Smokey, he likes a bit of a dance sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Now, we've got some pretty talented singing people.
Mm.
So, you know, we've got our own community choir, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them.
So don't be surprised if Smokey's floating around singing along, or at least dancing along, to the Nen community choir. Something that we pride ourselves on. We've got, and this is another of those Nen things. It's just, it's all about community, and that's our community choir. They get together. So watch out for that.
Great. All right, so tickets, now they're free, but already at three-quarter capacity, right? You've been very successful so far.
Yep. We've got a tri-booking link. Now, the main reason we've got the tri-booking link is just so that we know how many we've got to cater for and things. So the tri-booking link, if you're familiar with any of those websites, it's tribooking.com. There's a / and it's CDSTO. Even if you went to Try Booking, you just googled Nen Carols, that'll come up and find it. So book your tickets through there. Once you've got your ticket through the gate, set your picnic blanket up, go and have a feed. Do we tell you what we're getting to eat this year?
Oh, what do you got?
Our own Nen Lions barbecue. They will usually kick up a massive big storm. One of the favourites from the Butler's Pantry. They're the guys that you see parked down at Python Park or Anembo Park in the mornings. They're going to be there brewing up some magnificent coffees. For dessert, strawberries and cream. Nen's very own Red Cross, they're going to be doing strawberries and cream for people. Or if you want something a bit more decadent, Blackiston Rotary. So you know those guys that are on the lights comp?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be there cooking donuts.
Oh, awesome.
So I think we're going to have a bit of something for everybody.
That sounds lovely. 17th of December, getting close to Christmas. David Richardson, Carol's coordinator, thanks so much for joining us.
No worries, thanks. And big shout-outs and plugs to some of our event partners. So I mentioned Nen Market, Mount Barker Council have been very good with supporting it, and all of our Main Street businesses, Closey's Foodland, District Hotel, amongst others, get down to the Main Street Market, support them, because they're supporting our event and making sure that our event keeps going as well as it can for the next event.
Beauty. So that's tomorrow evening, isn't it? Tomorrow, Arvo.
That's that tomorrow evening. So get along, support the traders. They're sponsoring us. And above all, enjoy Christmas in Nen.
Oh, have a lovely Christmas, David. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks very much.